We are back. You are listening to Sexto Sol with Ernesto Aguilar. We are speaking tonight with Enrique of La Raza Unida Party. Just a few moments ago, you were talking about voter registration as one of the projects that you were doing. How exactly is that project going, and what kind of efforts are involved in bringing people to the table, so to speak, in terms of electoral politics?
I would say it's going well, but it's a difficult process. A lot of people are disillusioned with the whole process of electoral politics in this country, and many people feel that it's a waste of time to participate in that. So that's kind of the challenges. And those are specifically the people we're trying to reach. We're not trying to take people from any other party. We're trying to reach people who are not registered at all. And the main benefit to that, because people always say there's no point in voting or registering, the main benefit is that when these elected officials run for office, they look at who's registered, and they decide what they need to present to us as their platform based on who's registered. So if you're not registered at all, then you have zero influence. If you're registered, you have a small amount of influence in that. They have to look at that and try to count you in what they're doing. And of course, one person being registered isn't a big deal, but when we have a block of people registered, that's when they start to take notice and start to do something. The problems that people have with elections is you get two people who have access to a lot of money who can afford to campaign as the people running. Many people feel there's not a choice there. What we're saying is as we get registered and have enough people and we're ready to run, we can begin to run our own candidates. People who are regular working people and people who have that kind of interest in mind as opposed to a lawyer or someone who's inherited money and can afford to run. So that we'll start actually having your average working person running. Even George Bush and Bill Clinton will tell you that they're an average regular person, but I doubt that they ride the bus very often.
That's a very good point. I think that what you just said a second ago in regard to the people who feel like they feel disillusioned because you have people that have a lot of money that, oh yeah, and they all want to think they're regular people, but they have a lot of money to campaign and they have the resources and the access that regular working people may not have access. What kind of examples can you give people to say, yes, voting's important or this is something that is critical to our interests as a community?
I try to explain it this way. The further up you go, the less influence it has directly. What George Bush says or does impacts us all to a large extent, but he doesn't come to our neighborhoods and specifically try to figure out these problems. What we can do is get enough people registered that maybe we can run somebody for school board and try to figure out some of the problems that our community faces with education or with city council and figure out some of the zoning and traffic and other issues that impact our communities directly. We're not looking at running for federal offices. What we're saying is we can get together what it takes to run locally and not worry about trying to take on the big parties. That was, I think, one of the mistakes of La Raza Unida in the early 70s was to try to take on the Republican and Democratic parties as opposed to just focusing on what elections can we participate in to benefit our community here locally. What we've decided is not to run in any major parties, at least till 2008, to give us some time to look at what we're doing and really analyze what we're doing is going in the right direction. But also not to endorse people, but to have forums where we'll organize the forum and the whatever people show up to this forum will kind of do a grading system of the candidates. And what we will publish will not be that La Raza Unida endorses or doesn't endorse somebody, but based on the people that were in attendance at this event, this is what they felt about these candidates. And try to make sure that we have regular community people there present and doing the grading so that we're getting kind of an honest assessment.
How has that gone over?
People are reluctant. People feel really burned by the electoral system, so it's a challenge. But I think that slowly we're getting a core of people who are ready to do that kind of work, and I think it will start to pick up in the next couple of years.
You did raise an excellent point, however, when you talked about how politics doesn't really affect you as much the higher up that you go. And I know with La Raza Unida and Cristal, that's one of the things they targeted was the boards of education and trying to actually have impact on the ways the children were taught. What kinds of experience have you all had in terms of how you get on those boards and just the education systems and how those can be affected?
We've run a couple of people. We've run myself, and I was not elected, but we learned the process, and from that process, now we have some kind of direct contact with the school board in the sense that before we were just parents that were upset or something like that, but now we're an organization, so they treat us a lot differently. I'll give a real example, but a kind of sad example. When I was trying to get a parent organization started at my children's school for a couple of years, well, then I ran for the school board, and that day the principal came out with her day planner and set an appointment with me, when I was out holding my sign out in front of the school. Those are the kind of things that the small changes where we can start to get in there that we can see right away. We've avoided running people for a long time, again, because of the amount of disillusionment, not just in the community, but even within the group. that's really part of what we need to be doing, as well as the community education part. We need to actually be involved in trying to interact with the system in a way that's going to benefit us.
There's an old saying that goes, freedom is a constant struggle. You always need to continue to work, and it takes a long, long time. I mean, you look at even the Chicano Liberation Movement started in the 60s up to today, and we're still struggling with a lot of the really basic needs of our communities. It's not an easy struggle, but nevertheless, it's something we have to do if we want to go ahead and have a better future for all of us.
Well, yeah, and one of the problems is in this society, we've all expected instant results. I think that's been part of the problem. Nothing real is going to come out, you know, in a kind of drive-through fashion in 15 minutes or one election.
How can people get involved with Oras Unida? Can you give some contact information? How can people join if people want to go ahead and start up a chapter based on some of the things that you've said? Where can they get involved?
Okay, well, I'm currently the national outreach person, so they can get a hold of me. They can call me at my home, 505-255-9312, or they could visit our website and either apply for membership or ask for more information through our website, which is larazaunida.tripod.com.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier about a meeting in El Paso.
We'll meet in El Paso in March, and I can share what's been going on with the other chapters and other places and kind of try to set some kind of specific things that people can do. That's the hard thing is once you join, what is something specific that I can do? And we're slowly building the capacity to give people those things right away.
And if people want to go ahead and get information about that meeting, they can call you or visit the website.
Yes.
Great. Any other things you want to go ahead and share with the listeners, projects coming up or ways that they might be able to get involved?
Well, I think the important thing as far as being involved for parents, a lot of parents feel they don't have time to be active. And I think that's true in a lot of senses. If you're working one or two jobs full-time and you don't have a lot of time, the most important thing to do is to talk to your children about what you believe. Even though kids tend to rebel from their parents at some point, they really do pay attention to what their parents believe politically, culturally, socially. It's important to share those things with your children. I think that's something everybody can do, even if they're not a parent, that there's probably young people they have access to, that they can share things about justice and about liberation and about community that will stick with those young people so that we don't lose those things. And that's something everybody can do, and it's easy and it's free.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Any other last thoughts?
Well, I hope to hear from some of your listeners, and when at all possible, hopefully meet with some of them in person and maybe do some work together.
And again, you will have an opportunity to meet with Enrique in El Paso in March. Coming on up, you'll want to go ahead and get in contact with La Raza Unida if you would like to do that. Again, that website is larazaunida.tripod.com. Enrique, thank you very, very much for your time this evening. I really appreciate you checking up with us at this late hour to talk about La Raza Unida.
Well, thank you, Ernesto, for having me on. And hopefully next year sometime we'll meet somewhere in the San Antonio area, so that might be closer for some of your listeners.
That sounds great. That definitely sounds really, really great. I really appreciate you staying up with us. You are listening to 90.1 FM KPFT in Houston. This is Sexto Sol with Ernesto Aguilar. Our guest tonight has been Enrique from La Raza Unida. And Enrique, again, thank you very much for checking us out.
Thank you, Ernesto.
And everyone else, stay tuned.